Hello?
Hello, is this James? I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a national opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So, am I speaking with James?
That's me.
All right, perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I'm the only one alive left.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm the only one alive left here.
Oh, all right. Well, so are you registered to vote in Washington?
Of course I am.
Oh, all right, perfect. I know it's
I'm
a long way off,
I'm 77.
Oh,
I'm
all right.
77.
77, all right.
Okay.
I know it's a long, okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
Definitely.
Definitely, all right.
Absolutely.
So just to be sure we're presenting everybody, may I ask your race?
I am, well, I'm not alien. I'm a white man, and I've been to space. I was abducted by the Grays.
All right. Well, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm kind of a Republican, and I wasn't joking about that trip into space.
Oh, wow.
Really.
You've been to
space?
Yep. Wow, that's so cool.
No, not necessarily. They aren't very nice.
Oh.
The Grays are not very nice.
Oh, all right.
So,
well, you said you're a Republican, right? So would you say you're a strong Republican or a not strong Republican?
I'm a mighty Republican.
Ooh. All right. But if you feel like maybe fit it under one of those like two categories, would you say that's like a strong Republican or a not strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong? All right. So now think about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am very dissatisfied, yes.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, he's a clown. He's a joke.
All right.
Everybody laughs at him. Even his own people laugh at him.
All right, so would you say that you somewhat disapprove or you strongly disapprove?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, well, my neighbor brought me some food. Let me grab her real quick, can I?
Yeah, for sure.
Hi, Rhonda. Oh, I'm just answering a survey. Okay, go ahead.
Do I go ahead or your neighbor? Hello? Hello, are you still there? Hello, you still there?
Sorry about that, dear.
Oh, no, no worries. So, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove? Oh, wait, I already asked you this one. So, it was just, do you somewhat disapprove or do you strongly disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Strongly.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
I don't really know that much about her. And
all right.
I'm actually a little confused now because I had a I had a brain aneurysm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was in a horrific auto accident.
Oh,
but,
wow.
I'm still functional. I'm a genius. I don't think it's wrong for me to say I'm a genius. It's just that.
Oh, not at all.
I worked for NASA for a little while. I worked hauling, or was responsible for moving Hanford nuclear waste to an undisclosed location. I design electronic circuits and stuff like that. I'm a machinist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a welder. I can do anything. Even after my horrible accident, I got back up and I'm processing gold right now again. I'm a gold processor.
Wow.
Chemically. And so I'm back up working, and that was just a few months ago that the lady pulled right out in front of me. I never had an accident in my life. And I drove trucks and tractor trailers and everything when I was young and worked for Gresham Transfer doing that nuclear job. But anyway, so I'm the strongest, healthiest guy I know.
Nice.
Because I take a grapefruit seed extract to keep from catching colds. I haven't had a cold or a flu in 20 years. I can't catch a cold or a flu. During the COVID, I went around and visited people that were sick laying in bed and I couldn't catch it. So I just tell people, get grapefruit seed extract, not grape seed, grapefruit seed extract. And you take about 10 to 20 drops every day and you won't catch COVID and you won't catch anything else. I haven't had a cold since I started using that. It was years ago.
All right.
Also, I take selenium, a mineral called selenium, and it knocks cancer right out. I'm a cancer survivor because I went under with radiation for prostate cancer, and it came right back. So since I'm also a medical specialist, I decided, well, I studied a lot about selenium, and in Japan, if you're in any of that community health care stuff that they do over there, they give out selenium to everybody who gets cancer. And you know what? Japan is where the bombs went off, right? We dropped on them.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that, right? Am I confusing you?
Oh, no, not at all. I was just thinking about the next question. It was thinking about the issues the country is facing now. Which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? And you can select up to two, and the list goes as improving roads, bridges, and infrastructures, combating threats to our democracy, growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change and protecting the environment, improving K-12 education, border security, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting abortion or reproductive rights, reducing crime and gun violence, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. And I can read those options again if you would like.
No, you don't have to. By the way, there is no climate change. It's cyclic, and it has been since day one. I've studied it for years. I can tell you a whole lot about it. But anyway... Oh, my sister's calling. I'm going to let her wait. Anyway, I'm the most knowledgeable person you'll ever find on this phone. I've stood before our congressional legislatures in the state of Washington. I'm a little funny with the words now because of my aneurysm. But I treated myself.
Oh, wow.
I did not go to the hospital. Anyway. Yes, I think it's the most important thing right now is we need to address the political craziness that's going on. They're trying to manipulate and turn our government into a joke, really.
All right.
We need strong people.
So would you say one of the issues you want your members of Congress to focus on would be combating threats to our democracy? Would you say that's one of them?
Yeah. That's right.
All right. Do you have another issue that you think is really important, or do you want to stick with just that one?
Can you give me those again real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
Threats to democracy and...
Then the other ones are improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change and protecting the environment, improving K-12 education, border security, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I know the answer already.
Oh, all right.
I think that we need to do something about the abortion issue, but also we need to stop this influx of aliens across the Rio Grande. It's designed to tear our country down, and we need to stop that.
So would you say protecting abortion or reproductive rights? Would you say that's the second one?
Probably after that. First one, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So next, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, so you feel neutral. And you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first one is Raul Garcia.
I don't know, probably in the 20% area.
All right, 20%. What about Maria Cantwell?
She's way down on the list, way down there.
So what would you say the rating is that you want to give her?
A 20% for, as opposed to, 0% is the worst.
Yeah, so would you want to give her
20%.
A 20? 20%?
Yes.
Right. What about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
I like some things about her. I really do. I'm going to say probably 60%.
60, all right. What about Donald Trump?
100%.
100%? All right. What about Joe Biden?
He's got to be the negative there, so he's 0.
All right. What about Joe Kent?
Joe Kent, I know him personally.
Oh. Right.
And, yeah, right. He came to my church, actually, believe it or not, for a visit.
So what rating would you say to him?
I would give him a 90.
90? All right. What about woke liberals in Congress?
No. I'd say zip on that.
All right. So a 0?
What's that again?
So you would give them a 0?
Yes.
All right. What about MAGA Republicans?
99%.
99%. All right. So if
I'm a MAGA.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
All right. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I'd probably vote for Joe Kent.
All right.
I've met both of them.
Oh, really?
Go ahead.
Oh, all right. Well, even though you're not supporting Marie Glusenkamp-Perez right now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's a fair chance you might support Glusenkamp-Perez, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
A small chance. I need to study her more.
All right. So next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. And for each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important that is to you on a scale of 0 to 10. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all. You can use a 5 if you think it's a somewhat important, and a 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose.
I'd say that's like 100%.
All right. So would that be a 10 because you think it's extremely important?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. What about a leader who will fight back against threats to our rights and freedoms?
Yes. I'd say that's 90%.
All right. So would that be a 9 then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about a fighter for the working class?
Hmm. That's a good thing, but I'd say it's about a 5 on the list.
5? All right. What about a leader who understands our way of life in Southern Washington and will work to protect it?
Well, I don't really think that that's pertinent because, I don't know. I know a lot of political leaders, and... Mm-hmm. I don't think you can call that an accurate thing to ask any of them because there's so much flexibility there. So I'm just going to say, I think it's like 50-50.
All right. So would you say that's a 5 then?
Yes.
All right. And what about someone you can trust?
Well, yeah, that's... I'd say that's about a 8 on the list there.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'm going to be talking to you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. A 5 means it's a somewhat reason to support her for Congress, and a 0 means that it's not a convincing reason at all to want to support her for Congress. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, Marie Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders like in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
Mm-hmm. That's fabulous.
So, all right. So what would be the rating you would give her?
It's an increments of what is it again?
So it goes from 0 to 10. If 0 means that you don't think it's this late, if 0 means you think this is not a reason at all that's convincing to want to support her, a 5 means that you think it's a somewhat convincing reason to want to support her, and a 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to want to support her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd say 10.
All right. Marie Glusenkamp Perez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what would you want to give her based on that statement?
I would give her 10.
All right. Marie Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia's college equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and their other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
Yeah, I think that's good. Recently bought a young lady who is a welder, all of her equipment, for her to go to welding school. So,
wow.
So I have a horse in the race there.
All right. So based on that statement, what would be the rating you would want to give her then?
Out of 10.
10? All right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't, but I have to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Busekamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I'll still vote for Republican Joe Kent. I know him personally. He's a great guy. But his opponent is a great person, too. So I have a lot of respect for both of them.
All right. So now I'm going to read to you about some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about Joe Kent. And others will hear some other statements about some other candidates, but for us, we're going to talk about Joe Kent. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, a 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and a 0 means that it gives you absolutely no doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy her freedom to decide for herself if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
Yeah, I think he's doing if he's saying that he wants to stop the abortion fiasco that's going on. I mean, I'm a medical specialist. You don't have to get pregnant. So,
all right. And so giving it a rating, where do you think your opinion fits under it? Would you say, like, maybe this makes you have no doubts at all about supporting him? Or, like,
no doubt.
Five? All right. So would that be a 0 then? Because you have absolutely no doubts?
Right.
All right. So we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. So based on that statement, where do you think your, like, decision on supporting him stands? Would you say that this makes you have no doubts at all about him, like, still? Or around a 5, because you have, like, some doubts? Or around a 10, because it makes you have some serious doubts?
No, I don't have any problems with it.
All right. So a 0, then? Again, no doubts at all?
Yeah.
All right. So after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you're more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Just 1 second, okay? And what was that question one more time? Just real.
I'll repeat it. No worries. So it was, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you're more or less likely to support him for Congress?
No, I'm right along the middle where I was before.
All right, no worries. And given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason to not support him for Congress?
There's nothing that convinces me not to support him. Everybody has problems. Everybody goes along a little bit different path, but he travels along a path that I like, so.
All right, so there's no reason. All right, well, that's perfect. So the last two questions I have are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
College.
All right, so would that be like some college, like a bachelor's degree or something higher?
A bachelor's degree.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
My wife just died very recently.
Oh, I'm sorry. So do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
All right. So going back to the previous question, would you say that you're widowed, Ben?
Jody, can I call you right back? I'm on the phone. Okay, say hi to Andy. Bye. Okay. I am so popular today. I can't believe it.
All right. So, by the way, we're almost done. We're like 98% done. We only have like about two more questions left. So,
going
to the previous question then. Would you say you're widowed then?
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry. So, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
All right. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever?
I used to go once a week, but now probably once a month, if I'm lucky, once a month.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly, truly appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed
really
talking
did.
To you. All right. Well,
by the way, think about that grapefruit seed extract to prevent getting COVID, because it's going to come on like gangbusters. China is pushing that again.
I'll for sure think about it, because also a little comment you made about not getting the flu or cold like 20 years, that sounds so surprising, because I think I recently got a cold like about 2 months ago. But
I can't catch a cold. I can't catch COVID, and I can't get cancer. And I've studied it relentlessly for years.
Oh, all right. Well, I have to kind of go now, but again, just thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And have a good rest of your day.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
Nice talk to you. Bye-bye.
You too.